Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And that's where Chris Rose
okay.
is.
Okay, I'll go with that.
And Chris is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey, Chris, can I throw this at you?
Sure.
Baskin doesn't want to take a quarterback.
Would you stop it? That's not what I said.
Well, what did you say?
Hi, Chris.
Here's what I said. Would you be mad if they don't take a quarterback? Would you be mad?
That's not what you said.
What are you talking about, Jeff?
Jake, back me up.
Would you, Jake, tell him that Jeff is, like, out of control this week.
Yeah, Jake, clear this up.
You're kind of sending feelers. I think what you want is for everybody to confirm that, yeah, it's okay if they don't take a quarterback. And then if you have like, round support, then you'll really embrace
tell,
it.
Tell Rose the poll that we have right now that's going on Twitter.
Chris, we put a poll on Twitter as to whether or not would you freak out if they don't take a quarterback tomorrow. And essentially, 1 in 5 Browns fans would be okay with them not taking a quarterback tomorrow.
Which but makes Andy giddy.
Stop. It's not. It's more than 1 in 5. Tell them the whole story.
What the whole story is. Hold on.
You had 3 options. Chris, hang along with
bad me. Options, Chris. Glad we
terrible
have, glad we have you on the show so you can listen to our show.
No, yeah. I want to hear what Chris is. Chris is a Clevelander. He understands what we're talking about. You can't
well,
take
yeah,
the Clevelander out of him.
Here's the deal, guys. You have to take a quarterback at 1 because – you have the 4th pick. Okay? If there's ever a year to take a quarterback, it's this one. Now, what people have to understand is we're all picking apart these top 4 guys, and I don't even understand why Lamar Jackson's not in the discussion. I mean, he should be, right? I mean, he's the most...
Yeah,
because that means the Browns can come back up and take him later if they want to. That's why
he's not. Sure. I suppose they could if they wanted to trade up 16 spots to go do that, which seems ridiculous, but okay. There's 2 quarterbacks over the last 20 years of this thing that have had clean resumes head to toe, on field, off field, everything. That's Peyton Manning 20 years ago in 98, Andrew Luck in 2012. Everybody else got picked apart the way we've been doing it to these kids. And you're like, well, whoa, no, that's not true at all. What about Eli? Well, Eli, people were like, well, he might get picked first because his last name is Manning. There were a bunch of people who didn't think he was a franchise quarterback, ever. Aaron Rodgers, we know what happened with him in 2005. He slid all the way down to 24, right?
Right.
So everybody is getting picked apart. If you look at the history of this thing, if there's 5 guys taken in the first round tomorrow night, out of those quarterbacks, 2 will have very successful careers. We're just hoping we make the right choice, and one of them ends up in Cleveland.
All right, so, Chris, hang on a second. You tell me your percentage here. Browns draft a quarterback at 1. Percentage that he will lead this team to the playoffs. At some point, at any point. In his career.
I mean, I would say if you just do the math, my guess is less than 1/3. Right?
I'm with you. I'm 100%
I mean,
with you, Chris.
That's just if you do the math. I mean, go back to 2011. That was the last time we had 4 quarterbacks, I believe. Well, 2012 is when 4 quarterbacks were taken in the first round, right? So you had Luck. He got him there. RG3 got him there. Tannehill got him there but didn't play in the playoff game because he was hurt. And then Whedon, of course, we know what transpired with him.
Right.
So that's 75%-ish if you want to give Tannehill the credit for getting the Dolphins all the way into the playoff picture. Even though Matt Moore closed the game for him, right? Year before, Cam, you got him there?
Right.
Jake Locker? No.
No.
Blaine Gabbert? No. Christian Ponder? No. So that's 25%.
So it's a 50-50 shot. Well, let's just leave it at that. At this point, in the way the NFL is, it's 50-50. If you're going to take a guy high, the first round.
Yeah, I would say at best.
Yeah.
At best. But the point is, because we have 4, we have, to some degree, for the first time in a while, that margin of error. I really believe it because at 4, we could still get the best non-quarterback available in the draft.
Quite
you
possible.
See what I'm saying here?
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Quite possible.
Okay.
Quite possible. So, depending on who you talk to, Josh Allen is either a stud or a bum. Baker Mayfield is a stud or a bum. Sam Darnold, same thing. And I find that so fascinating here, Chris, that there's not just a consensus on which one's the best. There's not even a consensus on if any of them is any good. And that, to me, just means Dorsey and his staff have to go and figure out which one they like and take the shot at the guy. And I'm not sure which one it is. I don't know if anybody's sure which one it is. But I agree with you. You must take the guy at one. And then I think then you become a player, and you see what happens. And if you get overwhelmed for four, I don't want to trade it. But if you get overwhelmed for it, I mean, the Browns clearly can control this draft with 1, 4, and all of those second-round picks.
Yeah, I don't like moving out of four.
I don't either.
Because I just think we need more studs. And I would take the best defensive player that you want. So I would take Chubb, or I would take Ward. And that's what I would do, even if Barkley was still on the board. I know people love him. I was talking with Joel Klatt, who will be a part of our coverage starting tomorrow. And his point is, how many career 20-carry games do you think Saquon Barkley had? Now, keep in mind, he was a three-year starter, right?
Yeah.
He was essentially a three-year starter. I think he started 6 games his first year. But he had over 30 starts in his career. How many 20-carry games?
How about one?
He had two.
Okay.
Okay? So Joel's point is, he's not a guy that's going to come in and change your running game. He can change your offense because he's so good out of the backfield. And today, every running back's got to be dynamic and have great hands and run every pattern. So you wouldn't have thought about taking Christian McCaffrey last year, let's say, at one, right?
Mm-hmm.
He puts him more in that boat. And McCaffrey was actually a more decorated runner than Barkley was when McCaffrey was at Stanford. If you go check the numbers, he had over 2,000 yards 1 year.
Hmm.
So he feels like Barkley is a great Swiss Army knife. He can do anything. But if you're up four with 5 minutes to go and you need to run that drill, that four-minute drill, milk the clock, he's not so sure that he's the guy that'll change your running game forever. And it made me think. It made me think that why don't we just get the second or third best running back at 33, because there's not going to be that tremendous a drop-off from him to whomever that is, Darius Geis, Sonny Michel, right?
Right.
I mean, how many?
I think if they land any of those, I think Browns fans will be happy. If you don't take a running back at 1 or 4, and those guys are sitting there first day around 2, I think Browns fans are happy. Either one of those
guys.
Well,
that's not an if.
They'll be there.
That's going to be factually accurate. One of those guys is going to be available.
Rashad Penny.
I think Browns fans will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rashad Penny, for people that don't know, that haven't been following, he's a first-team All-American, San Diego State, huge rushing numbers. There's a lot of people that feel like he's the best true running back in this draft, meaning like first and second down, a guy that can get you the most rushing yards. Obviously, he doesn't have a lot of development in the pass game when it comes to either catching the ball or blocking. But as far as running the football, he's a bowling ball.
All right, Chris, let me throw this one at you. Percentage that you think you know what the Browns are going to do tomorrow?
Zero.
Zero. Then let me ask you this. John Dorsey, mission accomplished, right?
No, his mission is to...
As of today, before the draft...
No, his job is to find the best player for the Cleveland Browns. It's not to appease all of us. Listen, we've been inundated with this stuff.
But it's not just... But Chris, it's not just us. It's other teams. I don't care about it. I don't care about us.
Mm-mm.
Why?
No
they
way.
Dictate the draft. They hold all the cards. They have 1 and 4.
Right.
You've said it.
Right.
I've said it. If you don't believe, and I mean, Chris, I'm not saying you're above an average fan. You hang out with people that know what's going on. Okay.
Nobody knows what's going on.
That's right. So to me, John Dorsey has accomplished everything that he needs to do as a general manager prior to the draft. Mission accomplished, I say.
No. Here's why he's accomplished his mission, because no quarterback has stood out. If this was 2012, okay, and there were 4 guys that ended up going in the top 25 of the draft, right? 4 in the top 22 that year.
Okay.
Everybody knew Andrew Luck was going 1. Did the Colts do a bad job because they let everybody know? No, because Andrew Luck showed them that he was the best quarterback, far and away. There was no discussion. Zero. None. And RG3 had won a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
And had been celebrated and all that sort of, and there was a mile distance in between those two. So I'm not going to pat John Dorsey on the back because no quarterback has separated himself. I mean, we can all have fun with it.
Yeah, but what if they don't go – again, I'll go back to what if they don't go quarterback. Again, I'm praising John Dorsey here. I'm praising him because –
But he hasn't done anything yet, really.
Yeah, but there's a mission to what you're doing here prior to the draft. I disagree with you. I think there's a mission because now you still don't know what everyone's going to do. And the Giants don't – the Giants, the Jets, or whoever's trying to get up, still they're not going to be able to make their final decision until they really get into that draft room tomorrow. Chris.
If you're the Giants, do you think that they haven't sat down and said, okay, here's our plan if the Browns take Sam Darnold. Okay, here's our plan if the Browns take Josh Allen. Okay, here's our plan if they take Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I agree. But they have to do that. The Browns don't. That's what I'm saying.
At one.
Yes.
Andy, you're making this more difficult than it's
been. Chris, I'm not. I'm praising our general manager because I think that we're sitting here a day before the draft and no one knows what they're doing.
Totally ridiculous things, which is, I mean, what's a GM supposed to do? So you're telling me.
Did you know this year they were taking Myles Garrett a year ago today? Yes or no?
We all had a pretty good idea.
Everybody thought they were taking Myles Garrett.
But it was pretty clear he was the number one guy.
But why was that?
Because he was the number one guy on everybody's board.
And there was no what?
Franchise quarterback that they wanted anyway.
Right.
Now, Chris, you and I are thinking the same thing here.
Listen, I love Dorsey, and this is the first time in like 25 years I feel comfortable with the guy that's making the pick. And that's all I care about, is that I'm comfortable with him. He built a perennial playoff team in Kansas City. Look at the number of Pro Bowlers he drafted. He has a chance with five of the first 64 picks to really turn this franchise around at a time where other teams in the division seem to be coming back toward us instead of pulling away from us. I feel great about that stuff.
All right, let me just throw this because we're running out of time. Give me your best-case scenario for tomorrow in Chris Rose's world.
I flip-flopped on this a ton because I thought for a while it was Darnold and Chubb at 1-4. And I just very quickly have to tell you, I was texting with a coach in the NFL about something else. And he knows I'm a big Cleveland guy. I said, listen, I'm really worried that we're going to take Josh Allen. He said, don't be worried. He said, if you get Allen or Mayfield, you're in great shape. And he goes, the other two guys scare me. And this is a guy who's not on a quarterback needy team, but it wouldn't shock me if somewhere they take a quarterback. And I said, you're kidding me. He said, listen, I spent a ton of time with Josh Allen. He's super smart. I said, but what about he doesn't have one game. He was honorable mention in his conference. Honorable mention. And he said, it doesn't matter. He said his team stunk last year. He could have completed 65% of his passes and thrown more touchdowns if he had, you know, guys that could be at least average. He said he's going to be a good quarterback. He said, I'd worry if you got the other guys. I was like, God, dang it, don't do that to me. Now I'm more confused than ever.
I like hearing that, Chris.
Yeah, that you just made Jeff stay. Yeah, right, what do you have coming up on? What do you have on NFL Network so we can watch you?
So tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, I know that there's a little basketball game going on, but at the very least, DVR it. It's Mike Mayock's one and only mock draft, and Mike's as well connected as anybody. I'm not going to say he goes 32 for 32 because he doesn't, and these mocks are impossible for guys to do, but it's always fun for me to listen to his evaluation, and the Browns fans really have to pay attention. Then tomorrow I'll be doing the pre-draft show. So that's going to be a ton of fun, and then I get to kind of watch the first round as a fan. I don't have any on-air duties during the first round, but I'll be back at it for Friday on rounds 2 and 3 during the draft.
All right, so, Chris, what time is your pre-draft show?
Tomorrow?
Yeah. When's that start?
We're on at 4 o'clock Eastern.
And then you go right up
so
until the draft?
4 hours before the draft.
All right, I'm all in.
Early to start talking.
If you're looking for
last year, by the way, during that show, Peter Schrager broke the Bears-Niners deal. During that show, so he's very good at getting information, and the Browns will be involved in some of that trade talk, certainly before you got to imagine.
Very nice. All right, make sure you watch Chris Rose tomorrow on NFL Network. They have the best coverage when it comes to pre-draft coverage, so I'll be watching NFL Network tomorrow. Thanks, Chris.
Much appreciated, boys.
You got
Take
it. We'll
Thank
see
you, bud.
Tomorrow. Bye, Chris. All right, Bye. Chris Rose, Pride of Cleveland on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.